Beginning digital painting. Just paint confusing shapes in black and white to see them better. To put it simply, color is confusing and shape is almost everything. The eye is usually what gets us first. We get stuck on that lower lid or somewhere in the corner. Well, that is because the eye is neither a line, as in pencil drawing, nor is it a combination of shapes, as in paint overs or wall projectors. It is a 3D object, as in 3D modeling. Oh yes. But to get at it, you don't want to use a 3D program, of course not, though you should be practicing your 3D modeling often. You want to jump right in with your pen and tablet, hopefully you paid no more than $50 for it, and imagine what you got is 3D. Get your mid-tones smeared all over your canvas. That will be your world. And now paint a sphere, but don't you dare use color. Then cover the sphere with eyelids, carefully pushing things back with black and getting things up in front with white and even brightening the edge to give it sharpness. Be the 3D. You can do this. Our eyes and minds have that ability to push into a flat 2D world and pull out 3D shapes, gently feeling them, gently imagining that they are there, and gently drawing them at the same time. Do not use color. You need to sculpt with just the grays. Remember, to see, to really, really see the shape, to fully go 3D with your masterpiece, use a single color. Use the grays. But wait, because there is more. You know how when you add a new layer, you have different blending modes that are kind of fun to play with, but seem pretty useless? Yeah, you can easily colorize your gray masterpiece by creating a new layer on top of everything and then setting it to color mode. The color layer thinks in the HSL color mode, or the HSL color theory, or HSL color algorithm, if you like. It operates with the concepts of hue, or H, saturation, S, and luminosity, L. Just like RGB operates in the concepts of red, green, and blue. Hue means the kind of color you need. Saturation means richness of color. How spicy do you want it? And luminosity is just the brightness and darkness of the color. And guess what? This layer will ignore the brightness and darkness or luminosity of the color that you have currently selected, that's in your digital pen, and it will use the darkness and brightness information from your gray masterpiece scattered on the layers beneath, ensuring that you cannot mess with your 3D shape at all it will always be intact. On this layer, you can only color it, which is exactly what you want. Welcome to the curious world of digital painting.